Part 2. You'll hear part of a radio programme about unusual ways of delivering messages. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences by writing a word or a phrase that you hear. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
How many different methods of communication can you think of? In our modern technology-focused world, your thoughts may immediately fly to texting, Facebook messaging, email and video calls. But while these rapidly developing communicative tools are connecting cultures and individuals across the globe today, conversation hasn't always been so straightforward. Here, we've put together some lesser-known methods of communication from around the world. Let's start with flying messages. Pigeons, the large grey birds we see in our city streets, have carried messages for humans for thousands of years. They were even used by pharaohs to deliver messages in ancient Egypt. This reliable communication method relies on the natural skill of pigeons to fly back to a place of origin up to 100 kilometres away. In fact, until recently, they could deliver messages more quickly than people. Pigeons were transported in cages to a destination, where they would then be attached to messages, before flying back to their home where the owner could read his or her mail. There were even cases when pigeon post was the only way to deliver messages. For example, ancient explorers took pigeons with them during sea voyages. And carrier pigeons came in handy for island inhabitants waiting for news from the mainland. In fact, pigeon post was even used for military purposes because pigeons could fly above the battlefield and through the smoke. The pigeon also turned out to be good assistance to reporters. Until the radio was invented, editors received information about sailing competitions using pigeons that were placed on yachts. Reuter news reporters borrowed this method of transmitting urgent information so that they wouldn't lose time standing still in traffic jams. So, those are pigeons. The next form of communication is scalp tattoos. Yes, you heard that correctly. Even if we consider all of the modern communication technology today, sending messages via scalp tattoos may still be history's most successful attempt at delivering posts safe and sound. The Persian ruler, Hisataeus, sent the plans for a revolution to his nephew by shaving the head of his most trusted slave, tattooing a message onto his scalp, and then waiting for the hair to grow back again. He then sent the slave to his nephew with instructions to shave his head once he arrived. If you can convince enough friends to let you shave their heads, your days of depending on email and instant messaging may be over. Ancient Rome was a huge empire that spread across a large area. The rulers of ancient Rome needed an efficient and fast way of communicating their messages, so they had a state runners service, which delivered them. Rest houses were placed 12 kilometres apart from each other. This is where messengers swapped their tired horses for new ones. The horses were always fresh, so messages were delivered quickly. The service was used until about the 5th century AD. Then we have Morse code, which was invented by Samuel Morse in the 1830s as part of his electrical telegraph system. Whereas we most commonly think of the code as a series of dots and dashes, messages in Morse code can also be sent and received as flashes of light. The code is used by pilots, air traffic controllers, and the navigation officers of ships. but it can also be learnt easily by enthusiasts at home. Give it a try with a torch and a patient friend who is ready to help. Before you know it, you'll be doing it as easily as you send emails. Now, let's move on to a message in a bottle. Ancient Greek scientists used messages in a bottle to study the flow of oceans. In the 16th century, it was common practice in the military to send information by dropping bottles into the sea. In the 17th to 18th centuries in Britain, Queen Elizabeth I even created an official position of the Royal Bottle Opener for letters caught in the ocean. If anyone else were to stumble upon a bottle and open it without permission, they would face the death penalty. If your message is too important to entrust to the Royal Mail, you could consider writing it on silk, rolling the silk into a ball, coating it in wax, and then swallowing it. While this idea sounds awful, it is something that ancient Chinese messengers really did. Silk's natural durability and ability to be rolled up very tightly also made it the medium of choice for World War II pilots, who often carried silk maps in case they were shot down. It's clear that the human brain has no end of ingenuity when it comes to expressing feelings and sharing knowledge. While a lot of these ancient methods of communication did change history, we'd still put our money on a nice long phone call or an informative email as your best bet for keeping in touch these days.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you'll hear the text again.
How many different methods of communication can you think of? In our modern technology-focused world, your thoughts may immediately fly to texting, Facebook messaging, email and video calls. But while these rapidly developing communicative tools are connecting cultures and individuals across the globe today, conversation hasn't always been so straightforward. Here, we've put together some lesser-known methods of communication from around the world. Let's start with flying messages. Pigeons, the large grey birds we see in our city streets, have carried messages for humans for thousands of years. They were even used by pharaohs to deliver messages in ancient Egypt. This reliable communication method relies on the natural skill of pigeons to fly back to a place of origin up to 100 kilometres away. In fact, until recently, they could deliver messages more quickly than people. Pigeons were transported in cages to a destination, where they would then be attached to messages, before flying back to their home where the owner could read his or her mail. There were even cases when pigeon post was the only way to deliver messages. For example, ancient explorers took pigeons with them during sea voyages. And carrier pigeons came in handy for island inhabitants waiting for news from the mainland. In fact, pigeon post was even used for military purposes because pigeons could fly above the battlefield and through the smoke. The pigeon also turned out to be good assistance to reporters. Until the radio was invented, editors received information about sailing competitions using pigeons that were placed on yachts. Reuters news reporters borrowed this method of transmitting urgent information so that they wouldn't lose time standing still in traffic jams. So, those are pigeons. The next form of communication is scalp tattoos. Yes, you heard that correctly. Even if we consider all of the modern communication technology today, sending messages via scalp tattoos may still be history's most successful attempt at delivering posts safe and sound. The Persian ruler, Hisataeus, sent the plans for a revolution to his nephew by shaving the head of his most trusted slave, tattooing a message onto his scalp, and then waiting for the hair to grow back again. He then sent the slave to his nephew with instructions to shave his head once he arrived. If you can convince enough friends to let you shave their heads, your days of depending on email and instant messaging may be over. Ancient Rome was a huge empire that spread across a large area. The rulers of ancient Rome needed an efficient and fast way of communicating their messages, so they had a state runners service, which delivered them. Rest houses were placed 12 kilometres apart from each other. This is where messengers swapped their tired horses for new ones. The horses were always fresh, so messages were delivered quickly. The service was used until about the 5th century AD. Then we have Morse code, which was invented by Samuel Morse in the 1830s as part of his electrical telegraph system. Whereas we most commonly think of the code as a series of dots and dashes, messages in Morse code can also be sent and received as flashes of light. The code is used by pilots, air traffic controllers, and the navigation officers of ships. But it can also be learnt easily by enthusiasts at home. Give it a try with a torch and a patient friend who is ready to help. Before you know it, you'll be doing it as easily as you send emails. Now, let's move on to a message in a bottle. Ancient Greek scientists used messages in a bottle to study the flow of oceans. In the 16th century, it was common practice in the military to send information by dropping bottles into the sea. In the 17th to 18th centuries in Britain, Queen Elizabeth I even created an official position of the Royal Bottle Opener for letters caught in the ocean. If anyone else were to stumble upon a bottle and open it without permission, they would face the death penalty. If your message is too important to entrust to the Royal Mail, you could consider writing it on silk, rolling the silk into a ball, coating it in wax, and then swallowing it. While this idea sounds awful, it is something that ancient Chinese messengers really did. Silk's natural durability and ability to be rolled up very tightly also made it the medium of choice for World War II pilots, who often carried silk mats in case they were shot down. It's clear that the human brain has no end of ingenuity when it comes to expressing feelings and sharing knowledge. While a lot of these ancient methods of communication did change history, we'd still put our money on a nice long phone call or an informative email as your best bet for keeping in touch these days.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.